Welcome to KBIA's Talking Politics. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Coming up later in the show, we'll talk more about some of the major issues the state legislature plans to take on this session, some very familiar, others not so much. But first, there's clearly one issue that's leading the pack on both controversy and impact in the state this session. Last week on the show, we also talked about the Medicaid expansion debate that Governor Jay Nixon highlighted in his State of the State speech. That debate has, of course, carried on and will for some time. Last week, a group of advocates for Medicaid expansion delivered 1,500 letters to the head of one of the House subcommittees working on Missouri's budget for next year. John Bennett, a retired Disciples of Christ minister from Jefferson City, told reporters that Medicaid expansion is a moral imperative as he delivered the letters to the chair of the House Appropriations Committee on Health, Mental Health, and Social Services. Of course, there's a public health element to this debate, but it's also very much a business story. During his State of the State address, that was one of the main appeals Governor Nixon made to Republicans who were questioning the decision to expand Medicaid. KBIA's Casey Morrell looked more into that side of the story and what the result of this debate might mean in dollars and jobs.
Nixon's proposed budget includes an expansion of Missouri's Medicaid program. Estimates are the plan would add nearly 260,000 lower-income adults to the health care program through the use of $908 million in federal funds, money that would be received by opting into the federal Medicaid expansion. In his recent State of the State address, Nixon argued the expansion would create many jobs for Missourians and would bring increased revenue to the state.
Moving forward with this plan will bring a total of $5.7 billion to Missouri for the first three calendar years at no additional cost to our state. The University of Missouri estimates this will generate an additional 24,000 jobs. And that's just in 2014.
A second part of Nixon's proposition is an increase in Medicaid reimbursement rates. Right now, private insurers compensate doctors at a higher rate than Medicaid does. This means doctors make less money if they treat a patient on Medicaid than they would if the patient had private insurance. If the plan is implemented, though, part of the federal money would be used to compensate doctors, hospitals, and other healthcare providers at similar rates. Missouri State Budget Director Linda Lubring says Nixon hopes the increased revenue would encourage treatment of patients on Medicaid.
We're estimating about $1.8 billion in federal funds that will be used to pay health care providers, hospitals, doctors, and others that are providing services to these individuals. So it's a big influx of revenue for the healthcare sector, hospitals and doctors and pharmacies and the like.
Nixon's plan has encountered opposition, though. State Senator Rob Schaff, a Republican who represents District 34 near St. Joseph, thinks the plan is a bad idea. He's a physician by trade and would stand to benefit from the increased Medicaid reimbursement, but believes the expansion would do more harm than good. Here's Chris Dunn, his chief of staff.
As a physician, he feels like we do a terrible job of taking care of the folks who are already on Medicaid.
Dunn says Schaff believes the current system is broken. He argues the proposed job increase wouldn't add enough jobs to the healthcare sector, making expansion counterproductive.
We don't have enough primary care physicians and nurses to take care of the new population that will come on board in January of 2014. That's an issue for the state of Missouri that he has a problem with.
Additionally, he suggests not everyone who will be privy to the Medicaid expansion necessarily deserves to be included.
There would be a huge chunk of those new 250,000 people on Medicaid that are able-bodied, and we don't feel like adding them to the welfare rolls of the state is beneficial to the state.
The Missouri General Assembly's session started on January 9th and runs through May. It is unclear whether the legislature plans on adopting Nixon's reform. Casey Morrell, KBIA News, Columbia.
The controversial issue that seems to rear its head every legislative session has made an early appearance this year. A measure that would require a state-issued photo ID to vote is headed to the floor of the State House. Alex Mallon reports from the state capitol.
Republican Representative Stanley Cox introduced the bill and spent over an hour in an elections committee answering questions from House Democrats, several of whom say the push for photo ID has been politically motivated. Stacey Newman is a representative from St. Louis County. She says the photo ID requirement would increase the number of provisional ballots, which she says are seldom cast correctly, then are not counted.
These efforts in various states across the country are designed to restrict voters from voting Democrat.
Cox says his bill contains safeguards like an exemption for the elderly, which would prevent any voters from being disenfranchised. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Alex Mallon.
Meantime, at a press conference for the legislature's Black Caucus today, reporters asked Senator Jamila Nasheed if Democrats in the state Senate would filibuster a photo ID vote. She said they'd go to bat for voting rights. Another issue this session is one that legislators haven't taken a look at for quite some time. A task force spearheaded by the Missouri Bar has released its recommendations for updating the state's criminal justice system. The Bar Association says it would be the first major update to the state criminal code since 1979. The legislation was introduced in the State House 2 weeks ago and introduced in the Senate Monday. As Jennifer Davidson reports, most changes would require the approval of the state legislature.
The task force was called to tackle an outdated and overburdened criminal justice system that has led to crowded prisons, backlogged cases, and public defenders' offices closing their doors. The group was comprised of representatives from the various branches of the criminal justice system, including prosecutors, public defenders, and private attorneys. According to a release from the Missouri Bar, one recommendation is to remove public defenders from any probation and parole violation cases, except for those cases where representation is constitutionally required. The task force also recommends freeing up public defenders by bringing in contracted lawyers on first and second level conflict cases. The task force has also suggested that the state use a central collection agency for all criminal justice debt, including restitution, court, and jail fees. It's also calling on the state to change its state legal expense fund to help pay for contract and appointed attorneys in criminal cases. Another recommendation is to limit the Missouri State Public Defender's ability to certify offices on its own and to allow district or circuit public defenders to seek relief for heavy caseloads through a presiding judge. For KSMU News, I'm Jennifer Davidson.
That's it for this week's Talking Politics. I'm Ryan Femuliner. Thanks for listening.